says in the Gospel of John, I am the bread of life. Let's think about this statement together this morning. I am the bread of life. Physically, what is it like to eat bread? Picture a time when you've been hungry and you see a wonderful, delicious loaf of bread, and maybe you've even broken a piece off of that bread and put it in your mouth and eaten it. Isn't bread a little bit different than just about every other food? There's almost an instantaneous sense of being filled up with that first bite and that first swallow. Bread is a special kind of food. And when we think about what it is like to eat a piece of bread when we're hungry, and we think about that delicious and filling response that gives us a sense of sustenance when we eat bread, that helps us understand even better why the Lord said, I am the bread of life. Taking and eating bread from the Lord corresponds to being filled up with the Lord's love. Just eating bread gives us this feeling of fullness and sustenance. The Lord's love is constantly filling us and giving us life. The Lord truly is the bread of life. This is what he does. He feeds us. Think about all of the stories in the Word where the Lord is feeding people with bread. In Exodus, we learn about how the Lord gave manna to the Israelites as they were wandering for 40 years in the wilderness before they could inherit Canaan. Every single morning, the bread of heaven was there for them to eat, to give them life, to sustain them. Without this bread of heaven, they would have perished as they marched through the wilderness, through the desert, on their way to Canaan. Without the Lord's love, the human race would perish instantly. Like the Israelites, who needed the manna, the bread of heaven, we also need the Lord's love every single day. In 1 Samuel, we also read about the Lord providing bread in a difficult time. When David and his men were fleeing from Saul, who was trying to kill David, do you remember they ate the holy bread, the showbread of the tabernacle? That bread sustained David and his men when they were in the most need of food. And while that bread was reserved for priests, the Lord himself, when he was on earth hundreds of years later, specifically in reference to what David did, endorsed the eating of the holy bread. Just like David and his men were sustained by the showbread while they were fleeing from Saul, the Lord's love will sustain us when we are fleeing from harm. In the first book of Kings, we learn about Elijah, who was fed bread by ravens during a terrible drought. And then how, as the drought worsened and the brook that he was living near dried up, the Lord said to him to go to a widow for some food. And the Lord made the little flour and oil that that widow had last long enough to feed Elijah, to feed the widow herself, and to feed her son. Otherwise, all three of them and many others would have died in that drought. So like the Lord made that bread last that the widow made, the Lord's love does not run out. And in the New Testament, we learn that the Lord was born in a town called Bethlehem, which means in Hebrew, the house of bread. And we see that the Lord himself fed crowds of 4,000 and 5,000 in the New Testament. And as one of his last acts before being crucified, he offered the bread of the Last Supper to his disciples. So when we think about all of these stories in the Word and many others, we can see how the Lord feeds throughout the Word with the bread that gives life. But did you know that these stories in the Word about the Lord feeding with bread that gives life nourish the angels too? The Lord teaches in the heavenly doctrine how this works. In Arcana Celestia, we learn that when bread is mentioned in the Word, the angels become aware not of material, but spiritual bread. Thus, instead of bread, they perceive the Lord, who is the bread of life. And because they perceive the Lord, they perceive what is from the Lord. Thus, his love for the universal human race, his love toward the whole human race, his love for every single individual ever born. The angels see in these stories from the Word how the Lord is filling us with his love even in the most difficult times of life. Like the Israelites starving in the wilderness, like David fleeing from a murderous Saul, or Elijah during a terrible drought. Or the disciples in the New Testament who knew that the Lord was increasingly becoming the target of a plot by the Pharisees to kill him. When we are having a hard time, spiritually starving, fleeing from evil around us, or worried about terrible events that seem to be unfolding, now we can think, like the angels do, that the Lord is the bread of life. Because we have the teachings from the Lord that he has given us from heaven, reminding us that the Lord is with us and feeding us with his love all of the time. The Lord teaches in the Arcana that the manna, signified the Lord's divine human. And because it signified the Lord's divine human, it signified heavenly food, which is nothing else than love and charity together with goods and truths of faith. It continues in the Arcana, this food is given by the Lord in the heavens to the angels every moment, and thus perpetually to eternity. This also is what is meant in the Lord's Prayer we read, by give us this day our daily bread. That is every instant to eternity. Like the angels, we too receive the Lord's love every moment. And with these teachings from the Lord, now we can recognize this fact. We can know that his love is behind any good thing that we do. We can know that his love is behind any truth that we learn and use. And we can know that his love really is the only thing that sustains us and gives us life. So every time we say the Lord's Prayer and ask the Lord to give us this day our daily bread, we can think about the Lord filling us with his love, giving us the strength to do what is right, forging ahead in the desert. Every time we read about bread in the Word, we can think of the Lord filling us with what we need to survive spiritually in times of drought. And every time we take the Holy Supper, or watch as others come up here and take the Holy Supper, we can think about the Lord filling us with his loving presence and being conjoined with him. As the Lord said to the crowd that he was speaking to in the Gospel of John, Lord, as the crowd said to him, Lord, always give us this bread. Amen.